Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by GoDaddy.
As the aftershocks of a possible LeBron and Steph pairing reverberate through the NBA, are the Lakers the best place for LeBron to win another title? We discuss, and while we're on the topic of superstars and titles, can the Warriors go from average, by the way, those are Steph's words, not mine, to being a true contender this season? Plus, the second half of the season, it's already upon us. So will the real contenders please stand up? Will the Bucks' woes continue? Can Jokic keep dominating? Perk Brian Chenet's most burning questions. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by GoDaddy. Chinea Agumake, Brian Windhorst, Kendrick Perkins. I'm Malika Andrews. This feels a little bit like deja vu because we were all sitting in these exact same seats last night watching the Golden State Warriors. But that might not be the only reason that it feels like a little bit of having deja vu.
Ooh.
Let's roll the highlight, Director Kathy here.
Beyonce, baby.
Worst loss of the season. That's being thrown around again as the Warriors looked a little bit wobbly late last night. Not early, though. Steph Curry, his pregame warm-up here, tunnel shot, full court, soars through the air, and somehow makes the shot. Just let's take one more view of this.
He stood there for a while to let it really soak in.
And I'm not impressed. And guess what? It carried on into the game. Look at it right here. Steph Curry with the shot, boy. He has found his rhythm. And look, Steph Curry, I'm telling you right now, he is in a zone at the perfect time. He's playing with great joy. We saw at the beginning of the season, he was had his head down, and rightfully so. But right now,
Well, he finished with a game-high 41 points here. But watch this. Okay, so Mason Plumlee, hard foul on Brandon Pajemski here. Jonathan Kuminga shoves Plumlee. Draymond stays out of trouble, just making a couple of faces here. Ty Lue was given his second technical foul and ejected. The Clippers, though, they'd mount a comeback anyway, Chiney.
Let me tell you, when you have someone that you can pop into the game without Kawhi Leonard that can shoot 5 for 7 from three, Norm Powell, my goodness, he was, like, we're talking about Steph. He had the heater in the fourth quarter late in the game. I mean, some of those, the ability to move the ball around,
yeah.
That's why the Clippers are better, because they are able to pick up the slack when one of their stars are not performing.
So Pajemski hits the three here after, to your point, Norm Powell has 12 points in the fourth quarter. But then, watch this, Klay Thompson fouls anyway, even though Steve Kerr urging his team not to foul. We're just going to take one more look at this. Steve Kerr, he can't believe it. He was imploring them not to do this. The Clippers walk away with the win. So let's take a listen to Steph Curry after the game.
If I'm not mistaken, we're probably like 500 at home.
14-14.
Huh?
14-14.
So we're very average. Very average doesn't get it done in this league.
Does this feel like a little bit of a relapse to what happened earlier, or is this just a one-off, you think?
I think this is a one-off. I think, you know, we played a really solid game, 34 assists and 9 turnovers, but the game got away from us defensively there in the fourth.
All right, so Steve Kerr is just calling it a one-off, but the Warriors' season performance maybe suggests that it's a trend, because look at this. The Warriors have lost 6 games this season where they've led by 15 or more points. That's their most in any season over the last 25. So as for this year, the team, only team, right, with more blown big leads are the San Antonio Spurs. And speaking in terms of standings, they're the worst team in the West. So that's the company that the Warriors are keeping. So Perk, is Steph right? Are they just average?
Hell no, he's wrong. They're above average. They're not good. They're not great. But anytime you have Steph Curry on your team, I won't disrespect them and call them average because of his greatness and him being able to elevate this team, right, to you know, make a playoff run or win basketball games. But I think, you know, this is a learning process right now for the Golden State Warriors. You know, Jonathan Kuminga, Pajinski, all of these young guys, right, they're figuring out the new NIM, right? The new wave, the new system. So I wouldn't call them average. They've been playing some exceptional basketball of late.
Yeah, I agree. When he used the word average, I guess what he's defining that as is anything but a championship team, that's average for us. We've won four championships in the last decade.
C's get degrees.
Yeah, C's get degrees. Like, no. In the Bay Area, they're Stanford, and they're like Ivy League on the basketball court.
A or no way.
Oh, yeah, A. Yeah, C's get degrees.
We're going to work on it.
But when I looked at this Warriors team, I just started thinking about a lot of times their strengths are no longer there.
Yeah.
You know, fourth quarter, they struggled. A lot of close games. We used to talk about the Golden State Warriors as owning the third quarter, owning the second half. That's gone. We talked about them being strength in numbers. Now they're trying to search out roles for their players and changing the hierarchy of, okay, Steph is here. Now we need Draymond as the engine. Now is it Kuminga, or how are we going to win this game? And most importantly, how are we going to close that game? That was heartbreaking to watch that situation with Klay and sort of going for that foul and realizing, because like he was not necessarily a factor late, but then to come in knowing that you need three-point shooters and it doesn't work in that favor, it just feels like the avalanche. It was a snowball and it's an avalanche for him.
Well, and the pressures, right? If he's been benched in different games late in the fourth quarter and he's on the floor in this one, and you saw very clearly Steve Kerr going, don't foul, and then literally falling to his knees on the sidelines here, Brian, that's not really what you want to see.
Yeah, in all honesty, the fact that they're 500 is kind of a failure, because they should be a way better than 500 team. Even with the Draymond suspension, I'm just going to take that out. You mentioned earlier, you showed the full screen graphic there about what their record is in these games where they blow these big leads. But when you're a 500 team at home, I mean, that's not acceptable. 500 on the road means you should be a winning team at home. Mm. Janae, they used to be a great home team.
Correct.
And they're just, look at that. Like, you know, a team that's 500 on the road should be in the top six, quite frankly. And so you also compute that they've lost 19 games where they've been in clutch time. So there's 17 and 19. 19 clutch time games. This is really, you know, coming into this break, they really got to be thinking we should have a lot more wins than we do.
Right, but we can coulda, woulda, shoulda kind of all we want. The question at the end of the day is, let's say they are average, at least by the numbers or at least by Golden State standards. I get what you're saying, no team with Steph Curry can truly be average. Do they have a path to get out of that spot?
Yeah, it's just not this year, right? And I think we got to lower the expectations, and we got to actually go and be patient as fans of Steph Curry throughout this season. They're not going to make a magical run and at the end of the day be, you know, crowned five-time NBA champions. That's not going to happen. What we want to see is them continue to move in the right direction, the growth of the young guys. Let Kuminga, if they get into the playoffs, let him get a series under his belt where he's playing meaningful minutes as that second option. And then you go into the offseason, and then we could get back to the expectations for the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, the other way to look at that, you can say that they should be better, which also means that they're better than their record. So maybe if they can catch fire at the right time, which is what they have done, and continue to play better defense. Now, they didn't play good defense on the stretch in this game. Maybe they can overachieve from where they're at right now, Perk.
What's your definition?
Well, I think the
thing right
is,
now they're in the play-in. So they make the
top six.
You know,
the Miami Heat messed us all up. Because I think now that's the standard of, if you get hot at the right time, you can make it to the NBA Finals. That is so much harder, especially in the West this year, than what that circumstance was for the Miami Heat last year. And so I think for us to say, oh, maybe the Golden State Warriors, who I'm looking at the standings, are currently 10th, can do that in a conference where the Clippers look good. I mean, without Kawhi, a lot of the teams have improved. The Timberwolves, OKC, and then you've got the Juggernauts, you've got the Nuggets. Like, overall, I think that sort of messed us up looking at what the Heat were able to do.
Here's the path. The path is that they have the third easiest remaining schedule in the NBA. But you got to win games like last night. We were talking about the Warriors as getting their groove back, so I don't want to overreact to one game. But it's the fact that we're seeing the same trends over and over in the games that they're losing. They can't afford to not beat the Clippers on their home floor without Kawhi Leonard in a game that they were up by double digits.
And when Paul George was struggling in the first half and he fouled out. But let me give some props to Russell Westbrook. I thought yesterday, when PG went out, I thought he did an exceptional job of actually being an underrated floor general, right? Dishing out the peel, making passes on time, on target. But again, we go back to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, they're going to get into the postseason. I strongly believe that. And then they're going to get bounced out in the first round. Then we just look forward to Knicks.
Well, it did take seven games against the Sacramento Kings last year and just an absolutely heroic effort by Steph Curry to make it into the second round. So we'll see what this year holds. It was an eventful night across the league last night, including in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's not just what the Suns were doing on the court and getting a win. Detroit Pistons center Isaiah Stewart punched Phoenix Suns center Drew Eubank at the arena. This was hours before the teams played and then was subsequently arrested for assault. Eubanks was able to play in the game, and Phoenix Police said Stewart was issued a citation and released. So take a listen to how both teams reacted to the incident.
For me to come here, you know, make a statement, that'd be a bit irresponsible. I know the Suns put out a statement and said it was unprovoked. I think that is irresponsible.
I got here shortly around when it happened, and you know, there's no place for anything like that in our game. There's just no place for it.
It's unfortunate. What happened before the game, it's supposed to be a brotherhood, but also understand dudes get into stuff and stuff may happen, but you know, we try to avoid that in this league.
I'm not going to lie, this surprised me. No, don't get me wrong, no one should be hitting anybody ever. You don't put your hands on people, but the fact that this reached the point of police involvement, that was a little bit surprising to me, Perk.
Not with me. I mean, and look, my good friend, my brother, Troy Weaver, right, who's the general manager of the Detroit Pistons, you got to get this young man under control. We talk about a pattern of behavior when we criticize Draymond Green, but we have seen a pattern with Isaiah Stewart. Don't act like we didn't see him chasing LeBron James all inside on the court, all around the arena, around the block. Like, you got to get this young man out of control. And again, who was that said we have no place for this in our game? Was it Frank Vogel? And he's damn right. You cannot do that. I done been around the league all my life, and I've never heard of an incident like this pregame.
Right, that's the thing. So it happened before they're on the court together. They're not in the same conference. I don't know of any beef that they've had, although his nickname is Beef Stew. But I don't know of any beef that they had. I checked. They hadn't played against each other in college. I'm not sure. The other thing is, as you guys know, when teams arrive, visiting teams arrive, they arrive in a group. They arrive on a bus. So he would have had teammates with him. There's obviously more to this story, and I'm here to hear what it was, because this is such an unusual event. And then the game starts, and Devin Booker gets ejected for two technicals 5 minutes into the game. It was just everybody needed the all-star break.
What's that you always say about what we need to do in our chairs? We need
keep a cool booty.
Yeah, I felt like just everybody just needs to keep a little bit of a cool booty. But it was a peculiar, that's the word that I would use to describe just that entire night in Phoenix. It was just a little bit of a peculiar situation. All right, let's keep it pushing. Coming up on NBA Today, we have a lot to get to. The skies in New York, they've been a little bit gloomy as of late, with the Knicks entering the All-Star break on a four-game losing streak. Perk, do you see stormy or do you see orange and blue skies?
Spring's coming. Come on, y'all.
It's always sunshine with me.
Oh, okay. Well, like the sands through the hourglass, though, so is LeBron James's window to win a championship. Is the best place for LeBron to win another title somewhere other than Los Angeles? Plus, which team will figure it out and which team will flounder? We're going to pull out the crystal ball. We're going to ask our most burning questions, Chinee, that could determine the rest of the season.
Okay, Miss Cleo.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by GoDaddy. Tools and support for every small business first.
Should all feel like we got to do a little bit more. Because we didn't win. And I want to get over that hump. I want to get back to the finals. I've been so close these last 2 years that I want to do whatever it takes. You know, we're the best team in the league, so winning takes care of everything.
The NBA action last night, it was fantastic. It always is. So let's do a little coast-to-coast. And since we just saw the Celtics, let's start with them because they gave the Nets a hot and spicy, how do you say, hot and spicy 50-piece?
Oh, yeah.
Last night, Boston is now the third team in NBA history with multiple 50-point wins this season. Chinee, I mean, championship or bust for the Celtics?
Oh, absolutely championship or bust because this is a championship
team. There you go.
The only thing that they're missing right now is quote-unquote signature wins, but I think that's by design. I think they're pacing themselves. You heard Jason Tatum earlier. They want to get to the finals. If they get there healthy, they can make some real noise.
Let's move south here to Orlando, where Paolo Banchero dropped an easy 36, and the Magic beat, how do you say it, Big Body Brunson?
Big Body Brunson
and the injury-riddled Knicks by 18. As the senator of the Knicks, Park, are you concerned about this season's worst losing streak?
Hell no. I believe they were missing last night four of their key guys, rotational players. Look, it's just time for them to go into the All-Star break. They'll come back refreshed and rejuvenated.
All right, let's head up the I-5 then to Philadelphia, where the Sixers had no answer for Bam Adebayo and his 23 points, 14 rebounds in the Heat win. Miami's won six of their last eight games, while Philly has lost nine of their last 12. So, Wendy, whose stock are you buying? Whose stock are you selling?
Well, look, Philly's, you know, licking their wounds until Embiid gets back. But, you know, Miami with wins in Milwaukee and Philly on back-to-back nights without Jimmy Butler. Terrific little stretch there right before the All-Star break.
And Cleveland, this is for you. Donovan Mitchell, he scored 30 points. The Cavs rallied from down 17 to beat the Bulls. Cleveland is now 18-2 in their last 20 games. So, Perk, are we sleeping on the Cavs playoffs outlook?
No, the simple fact that we've seen this movie before with a Donovan Mitchell-led team. We watched Donovan Mitchell in Utah have great regular seasons, and all of a sudden they dropped the ball in the postseason. So, we got to see this in the postseason.
Well, Donovan Mitchell would agree with you. So let's take a look at the standings, right? Heading into All-Star break, the Eastern Conference, it looks like this. Plenty of teams sort of bunched up after the Celtics atop the standings. The Cavs, they've made a furious push ahead of the Bucks, the Knicks, the 76ers. And we know the Celtics are all the way at the head of the pack right now. You have a couple of teams that are sort of lurking. The Knicks, we talked about their injuries a little bit. But as you look at the second half of the season, Brian, your biggest question is what?
Yeah, obviously there's a fight for the two seed because that pack of teams is pretty close together talent-wise, and you want to get the home court, you want to get the play-in team in the first round. And then I think it's going to be a fight for the three seed because if you're the four seed, that means you got to face Boston probably in that second round. You want to avoid the Celtics, who are playing brilliant basketball right now. I mean, they are they're averaging plus 10 in net rating. That means every 100 possessions, they outscore their opponents by 10 points. We haven't seen a team that dominant since the 16-17 Warriors, which was the Durant team after they already had won 73 games. That's the kind of play the Celtics are on right now. You don't want to see them at all. But if you have to see them, make sure it's a conference finals.
Mine is the Milwaukee Bucks because there's so much uncertainty there, right? Like, we know that they've been inconsistent, but what's up with Chris Middleton? Since the start of the season, he hasn't looked healthy. He looks old. Now he's sidelined again. And I understand, right, Doc coming in, the new system is going to take time. We saw the flashes against the Denver Nuggets. But none of us on this panel trust the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't. Like, I could go on a limb right now and say, obviously, I trust the Celtics more than them. I trust the Knicks healthy more than them. I actually trust the Cavaliers right now more than the Milwaukee
Bucks. And the Sixers
Bucks.
When they're healthy.
Right. So what's going to happen with them? Are they going to pick up some guys in the market of, you know,
on the buyout market,
like things to that nature. So if they don't have a healthy Chris Middleton, they could cancel Christmas.
Yeah, Oh, well, there you go. You know, I am right there with you, Perk, because coming into the season, the biggest acquisition was Dame Lillard. And we knew that would change the nature of this team. Losing Drew Holiday, losing your best perimeter defender. Now you have Dame, who's going to help them late close games. But what we've seen is just, you know, those tiny tweaks actually have had a huge impact. And now I'm thinking about the future. If this season does not work out for the Milwaukee Bucks, we've known that Giannis Antetokounmpo, he gives his all when he's out there. And especially now more because Doc Rivers is holding him accountable defensively. But I can see, like, if this doesn't work, he applied pressure. Could we be seeing a situation where a year or two he isn't a Buck? Because this is not what he really wants. And winning, his standard is winning championships.
Yeah, I don't think you should get ahead of yourself on that. I would just say that for all the problems that the Bucks have, and we've listed them here, we can list them here now, they have tremendous top-end talent. So if you're a Bucks fan and you're trying to figure out what you think is going to happen, you're betting on that I got two Hall of Famers in my starting lineup, and that by April, or even by the end of April, by the end of the first round, they will have found a way. I can't present you a great case for why they will, but that's what you're betting on. And I would probably ride with believing in Giannis figuring out ways to make a run than I would bet against them.
You have to think the Bucks' best basketball is still in front of them, but part of the reason you have to think that is because if you're looking at the body of work that has been behind them, that's just not a championship team, particularly when you have to go through a team like the Celtics, particularly when you're looking at a team like the Denver Nuggets. I do think getting back to the finals would be enough. I think we don't necessarily have to have the what happens next with Giannis after that, but it's being in that conversation and in contention that they still feel a step away from. And like Brian said, I don't necessarily expect them to get major help in the buyout market. So they're in a little bit of a pickle, should we say. All right, let's keep it pushing here on NBA Today. I have a question. What surprised Steph the most about the Warriors' plan to bring LeBron James to the Bay? Well, we don't have to wonder. Here's Steph's first public reaction here coming up. And although the Warriors, they were met with a resounding no, is LA the best place for LeBron to win another championship? We discussed. Plus, there were some absurd plays around the association last night. I mean, including you got these two from Luka and Kyrie. A few more we're going to show you. So we're going to play a little game, a little play or sit. It's a new one. Start or sit. It's coming up here on NBA Today.
Always some games going on.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by GoDaddy.
No LeBron, no problem for the Lakers last night in Salt Lake City. They blew out the Jazz 138-122. Anthony Davis, he dominated the interior, posting 37-15. And Rui Hachimura, he was on from deep. He hit six threes en route to a career-high 36 points. D'Angelo Russell notched a career-high of his own. He dished out 17 assists. And take a look at this. It was an offensive explosion by LA last night. And this stat is wild to prove it. AD and Rui Hachimura, they scored over 35 points against the Jazz. They became the first Lakers duo to do so in a game since Kobe and Shaq. That was in 2003. But at the end of the day, we know the Lakers are just going to go as far as LeBron James and Anthony Davis can take them. The thing is, if a couple of phone calls maybe went a little bit differently last week, we could have been saying the same thing about a different duo, because the Golden State Warriors, they tried to make a bid for LeBron James to pair him alongside Steph Curry. That's what our Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne reported. We and every other show all over the place, we've already talked about this. But last night, for the first time, we got to hear Steph Curry on this topic.
I'm assuming that every team is making calls that every fan base or, you know, media group would know about it. It would maybe normalize the conversations that happen, you know, in the front office, especially around the trade deadline when you're exploring around the league who's available, who's not, and gauging interest on that. So obviously a guy like LeBron, who's, you would probably call.
Of course you would call, because despite being in his 21st season, he's still one of the league's best. Just to put this in a little bit of perspective, right? He's scoring more than Kawhi, than Kat, than Zion. He's handing out more assists than friends of the show Point Book, Dame, and Jalen Brunson. He is knocking down the three ball at a higher clip than PG, Ant, and Luka. But despite that sustained individual success, LeBron and the Lakers, they are still just as close to 11th, right? As they are to being in sixth and solidly in the playoffs here. And just as LeBron, he pointed out on social media 2 weeks ago, right? The sand, it is slipping through the window of greatness. It won't last forever. Justin Tinsley, he has more.
On January 31st, at 2:26 a.m. Eastern Time, LeBron James tweeted the hourglass emoji seen around the basketball world.
What was really on LeBron James's mind?
Time's running out, and we're not good enough.
Since then, time has been on the clock.
Another disappointing evening for the purple and gold.
What he wants is the Lakers front office to maximize what they can do.
Their silence at the trade deadline spoke volumes.
This is what we have, so there's nothing else to talk about.
Health has to swing their way, but this is the team. This is it. But first, LeBron will head to Indiana this weekend for his 20th All-Star Game appearance.
You know, the fans, you know, they did a great job of voting me in. And to know that you got that many fans that like the way you approach the game and play the game is wonderful.
The weekend's fleeting pageantry is really the eye of a season-long storm. On the other side is the heavy toll of the season's final weeks, a mountain LeBron and the Lakers know all too well.
Obviously frustrated, not being able to close out one of these games.
Love or loathe him, time has never been a focus with LeBron. There was always the next game or the next season.
We're experiencing history every time this guy steps on the floor.
He's been knocked down, but never knocked out.
Oh, blocked by James!
If the season changes, it does so now. Every game is the difference between playoffs or play-in, or worse. Time isn't running out on LeBron because he can't play at a high level.
A tasty dish!
The exact opposite, actually. But it's not unrealistic to say we've got far more time in the rear view than the dashboard.
So here we are at the All-Star break. The dust has settled at least a little bit, as much as it ever can with the LeBron Lakers team here, right? But Brian, you have covered him for decades. Is staying in L.A. the best chance he has at winning title number 5?
I know you're asking me a yes or no question, but I'm going to expand it. Is staying in L.A., where he wants to live and his family is, and he's going to make $50 million plus, and playing for the Lakers, the best chance? Yes, because when he came to the Lakers, he didn't come to the Lakers to number one priority to win six championships. They hadn't been in the playoffs for 6 years. They were in a terrible position. He came to the Lakers because he wanted to live here and he wanted to give them an opportunity. Does he want the Lakers to try everything they possibly can to win? Yeah, but if all he cared about was getting a ring, he'd sign for the minimum with the Celtics. But that's not what he's going to do. So I understand the question. I understand what you're trying to get at. But I don't think it's fair to not frame it what's all in the real question he's looking at.
Well, I'm going to get at the question. And staying in L.A. is his best chance at winning the title. We got three or four more years of this Anthony Davis that we have been seeing this year. okay? The Lakers are eye candy. LeBron James is eye candy. Anthony Davis is eye candy. This offseason, there's going to be a move that's going to happen, okay? And then all of a sudden, you start to fill in the gaps. And we know how LeBron is, right? He comes in the training camp like we saw this year, the great energy. Because everybody got signed back. He was feeling good, feeling great about himself. Just imagine if he get another superstar caliber player in this locker room, how he's going to feel. This is the best fit. And this, look, it's perfect for him. We're talking about the most historical franchise in sports history. Well, one of them. I don't want the Celtic fans attacking me.
Yeah.
I'm already on their bad list, all right? But I still love y'all. Speaking the truth.
The grass is not always greener on the other side. And yesterday, Bobby Marks astutely listed a couple teams, right? The Knicks, the Sixers, and we've been talking about the Warriors. And while that might titillate us to put those stars together, the truth of the matter is exactly what Perk said. Playing with AD, AD has done everything that we have requested for him to do. Now he's surrounded by pieces that ever since LeBron James had the, can I hold it for a second, the hourglass?
Yes, ma'am.
Ever since LeBron James had this hourglass, what have we seen his teammates do? Ball out of control. Flying under the radar, did you not notice D'Lo had 17 assists yesterday? Rui's hitting shots. Spencer's out there making an impact. Reeves has been playing well. They surprised the Celtics not too long ago with a signature win. They're stepping up their games. That means their assets are going to be better in the offseason, and I think that's the better play for LeBron James. Who wants to come play with LeBron and AD? Those two pieces, you add another, that's a real championship team again. But this team has struck.
I got something that's been bothering me. Can I get it off my chest?
Please do.
You know, you have the internet trolls and you have a lot of people out there, you know, that are fans of different organizations. And they say, oh, well, why y'all discuss LeBron and the Lakers so much? Or why y'all talk about Steph and the Golden State Warriors so much? Because they earned it. We're talking about two of the greatest players to ever touch the damn basketball. And we don't know how much longer we have to celebrate them. So every chance we get, we're going to celebrate them. If you want us to celebrate your superstars, tell them they got to earn their stripes. Now, we're going to give credit when credit is due, but damn it, long as LeBron James is playing the game of basketball and long as Steph Curry is playing the game of basketball, damn it, we're going to celebrate them on a day-to-day basis. Whether their team is losing or not, the microscope is going to be on them, and you need to appreciate it.
Well, but that's why it is so wild to even think about the possibility.
I don't want to think about
players it. Players that you discussed could have been playing together. Because as much as, you know, the Lakers, they now have three picks that they can go out and use this summer, right? And so they're going to be able to bring more in than they would have been, offer more and potentially get back more than they would have at the trade deadline. The piece that fits correctly and gave LeBron James a chance at maximizing the window that he has left. But a lot of people would say, well, if you just cared about championships, you would be going to pair up with Steph because they would win.
But Malika, don't get me wrong, okay? I want to see it, just not under them circumstances of LeBron.
Team USA.
Of LeBron, yeah, having to go to Golden State.
Ah, that's okay. It. All right. Well, we can see them at least on the same floor this weekend in Indianapolis.
That is good.
NBA All-Star Weekend begins tomorrow in Indy with the Celebrity Game on ESPN and the app. Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, they are our head coaches. Our coverage begins at 7 Eastern from Lucas Oil Stadium. The sports world and beyond continues to react to a mass shooting on Wednesday at the Kansas City Chiefs Championship Parade that killed one person and left 22 others injured. And half of those injured are under the age of 16, all of whom are expected to recover. Now, Nuggets head coach Michael Malone, he has repeatedly spoken out about gun violence. And on Wednesday night, he once again used his press conference to call attention to a tragedy that has become far too routine.
It gets to a point where you don't want to go to a movie theater. You don't want to go celebrate a championship. You don't want to go out to a nightclub because this just happens time and time again. And then you're not living. So that's where our, the people that we put in power in our offices, whether it's locally or nationally, they've got to do a better job of finding a way to not make all these, I haven't heard the details, what kind of guns or weapons were used in this case, but people just can't go buy a gun or an assault rifle and go kill people. I mean, like, how many more people have to die before we change that? And again, I that's not my job. My job is to coach, but I do have feelings. I am a parent. And I am a member of this great nation. We have to do a much better job than we have.
The woman who was killed on Wednesday was Lisa Lopez Galvin. She was a mother of two. She was a local DJ, actually one of the few Latina DJs in the area. And she loved music. Friends say that she went to the parade with her husband and her son. NBA Today will be right back.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NBA Today is presented by GoDaddy. Tools and support for every small business first.
All day it has felt like Friday.
Go.
It's not, but it is our last show here in studio before we hit the road for NBA All-Star Weekend. So let's have some fun. It's our favorite game. It's Who Said That? Come play along with us. We're going to take a look at some quotes that caught our attention and ask our esteemed contestants who said that. All right, sound good? Let's take a look at the standings here, my friends.
Third.
Austin is, you know,
yes,
batting 100, but it's 3-for-3. So, Chinee, I'm feeling pretty good. Actually, Park, I mean,
but I'm, it should be a
still on the medal.
There's a
minimum of two games played for
then
you.
Then I would be
so
number one.
Now you can make it onto the standing. So we'll let you go first here, Brian. Who said, quote, you ever seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Well, there's like 20 different Spider-Mans. That's our team. Was it Jason Kidd? Was it Joe Mazzulla? Or was it Grant Williams?
I don't think he said it about the Hornets. So I'm going to say Joe Mazzulla.
Was it Joe Mazzulla? Ding, ding, ding. Let's take a listen to Mr. Mazzulla.
Which one? Into the Spider-Verse. There's like 20 different Spider-Mans. That's like our team.
Oh, it's like a departure from watching The Town every night. He was watching the Spider-Man. What do I always say with Spider-Man?
He watches it in the morning. He watches it in the afternoon.
He's doing his little Spidey net senses. Sure.
Spidey senses.
There we go. All right, Chinee, you ready, sis?
Yes,
I am. All right, who said, quote, when I'm doing things that aren't normal, that's when I know I'm back. Was it Kyrie Irving? Was it Jordan Poole? Or was it Zion Williamson?
Honestly, I don't know this one. I don't have an inclination. I'm just going to go with Zion.
Was it Zion? Ding, ding,
yes!
Ding. Zion, tell us.
Doing things that aren't normal constantly. That's when I know I'm back to where I need to be.
I didn't think Kyrie would say it. And then Jordan, I mean, what does he do?
Listen, it could have been Jordan.
I'm not like that.
I wouldn't have faulted you if you said Jordan.
Okay.
I could have seen Kyrie saying it a little bit. He's an artist.
It had to be
ways we've never seen.
It had to be someone that did plays that are like this. And that's why I lean towards Zion.
We're going to have to make these more difficult. All right, Perk, we're 2-for-2. Can you keep the trend going? This one came right after the trade deadline. Who said, quote, I'm really excited to finally be out of New York? Was it Spencer Dinwiddie? Was it Evan Fournier? Or was it Royce O'Neal?
You know what?
Who was it?
I got to go with Royce O'Neal.
Was it Royce O'Neal? Sorry, Perk.
Vaughn.
I was trying to.
Really?
I was lifting it.
Cheating. Take a listen.
I was like,
I'm really excited to finally be out over in New York. So looking forward to new opportunities.
Excited for Detroit.
I told you. I saw this.
I know he tweets a lot, but I didn't.
I tried to help you, Perk. I was like,
this.
You know, yeah, I won't. You know what? If you want to help out our guy, I'm not going
to
call you. I shouldn't
you
be a Perk. I'm not going to call you out. All right, this one, Perk, we'll let you lead the charge here.
Let me get it.
All right, which coach, when asked if he was happy about the upcoming All-Star break, said, quote, I'm never happy. That's it. That's the whole quote. Was it Eric Spoelstra, Pop, or Tom Thibodeau?
I am Butu brother because Espo have a reason to be happy. He's in Miami.
Okay.
Pop just got Victor Wembanyama. He has a reason to be happy. Tibbs, no matter what, no matter how many things he get, he would never be happy. I'm going with Tom Thibodeau.
Everyone agree?
I gotta be honest with you. I've rarely seen Spo happy. Very fleeting.
Yeah, I was thinking Pop. Because that's telling like, y'all,
this is
oh, so we have three
thing.
Different answers for
Pop.
This.
Okay, so they lose the point if they get it wrong, right?
No, absolutely not.
You don't gain a point if you get it. Ding, ding, ding.
I know my guy.
Yeah, it wasn't on camera, but he doesn't look thrilled here. You know what? His laugh makes me happy, though. It really
that was like
does.
Too obvious, that's right? We should have gone the obvious choice.
Sometimes, you know, you want to dig when other people week. Zag.
True.
The whole thing there. Yeah, Tibbs, I'm sorry.
That's the clip of the week. I'm sorry.
He was feeling some type of way. All right, we will adjust the standings for the next time we play. Who said that? Brian, minimum of two games played. That means you are on.
I actually wanted to
feed
a few weeks ago. I don't know what happened to
once
it, but I'll
once I come back.
I'm number one, baby. Number one.
Okay, right. That means you're going to be in fine form. You know who else was? Before we bounce, guys, we had history in Utah last night. Allie Clifton.
Yes.
She became the first woman to call a Lakers game broadcast. In team history.
Yes, Allie.
She was filling in for longtime color analyst Stu Lance. Allie's been a part of the Lakers broadcast team since 2018 and was with the Cavs before that. It's so awesome to see her get this opportunity. And LeBron James, he didn't play in the game, but he did send his support over social media saying, quote, super happy and proud, so fire. Allie is one of the most prepared,
yes.
fun,
yes.
fantastic people in the business.
And
so many.
Called our Sparks games.
Yeah.
And more games she's going to be able to call and get away from Richard.
Yes, please. Yeah. Give her all the games.
I mean, I do know this. So many women, so many young girls will know they can because they saw you last
in
night, Allie.
In the city and beyond.
Absolutely.
You, Allie.
So congratulations. Our friend. I know this is the first of many opportunities to come. All right. Still to come on our show. All these wild plays, they're from a single night around the association. It inspired us to create a new game.
Ooh.
It's called Start or Sit. So park. Stay in your seat. Because you're going to have to make a tough decision. Well, Perk has his own special
stuff. Perk doesn't like to rush.
I think it's important to celebrate Black History Month and educate on the Black experience within America, especially based on the history of this nation.
Knowing what Black Americans have done for this country, the league has done a great job of supporting that. I'm proud to be a Black man, I'm proud to be a Black American, and continue to help our people.
And you got the other guy doing his thing today, Mr. James.
That's it.
And his first All-Star appearance, LeBron James!
When I started playing the game, I was like, I hope I get an opportunity to play on that floor during All-Star weekend. And for me to be here around a guy that you just love, you know, just very humbled, very blessed.
We have the world's best.
There's no stage like this stage. This is it.
It's showtime.
We're here live in the flesh, baby.
How about that? That's an all-star. Holds it down. Oh, it's good. Some magic. Puts up a three-pointer.
The major attraction.
This is it. Mano a mano. The best of the best. And everybody's watching.
What a show.
It's time to go, baby.
Mark your calendars. I know you already have, but NBA Today is live from All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. Perk, CJ McCollum, Adrian Wojnarowski. We also have our exclusive conversation with Victor Wembanyama. Perk, you ready?
I get to talk to Victor in person.
You want to talk to Victor?
Yeah.
You're going to get up, but a little earlier than usual to go do it.
Oh, no.
Well, tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern, tune in. All right, before we head to Indy, though, it's time to play a little game. I'm going to give you guys two options, right? And you're going to pick which one you should tell me is better, if you're starting or sitting any given clip. Ready?
Let's get it. Another game for me to win.
Do it. See, she's a winner at everything. All right, first up, Steph doing Steph things, right? We've got his full court shot from last night from the tunnel.
Again, no ball boys around because what happened last year?
Insane. Or we have friend of the show, Paige Beckers. She had a no-look half-court shot as well. So which one are you starting here, Sinead?
Oh, me? Oh, look, Paige
Oh, women's
man.
Game. Oh. That's my bro. That
on.
Is
tough. Come on.
Coming off the injury she's coming
Shanae,
off of, too.
You better pick this one.
Of course I'm picking
no
Paige.
No look.
Of course. Look, Steph shoots that. That's his hallmark. Paige doing this on another level, no look, and then running off. Like, come on now.
Insane. I love it. All right, next perk. Ready?
I'm always ready.
He's always ready. All right, Luka putting himself in a little bit of a spin cycle here. This is last night against the Spurs.
I don't think it was a travel either.
It was. You talk about working off the pivot.
Well, and that then we also, wonder, yes. I mean, this is one of the plays of the night too, though, right? Kyrie's finish over Victor Wembanyama. I mean, that's a 7'5" guy right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I got to start Kyrie and sit Luka. I don't know no other player in the league that could pull that shot off against Victor Wembanyama. By the way, he leads the league in block shots.
All right, well, what about this one? Are we starting or sitting? Did you see Nikola Jokic? He gets a spin move to get around Sabonis here.
Man.
Ooh. Or then, of course, on the opposite side, we're going to show you some good Sabonis as well.
Oh, my God.
Dropping some dimes against the Nuggets in the Kings win here. One more look at this from Jokic. And then let's get to some Sabonis. Which one do you like here, Brian?
Oh, my God, what a great pass.
Gotta hit that.
I'm going with Sabonis. He didn't get the All-Star game.
So he gets the NBA Today nod, which I've heard is equally as prized a possession.
Not
heard that.
But yes.
Anytime you get an award for winning.
Paige,
high esteem. Sure. All right, Shanae, this one's a little bit more for you here.
Okay.
This is a little bit of a obvious carry.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Jordan Poole.
Coming off the Super Bowl, tucking the ball in.
This is the last minute of the game.
That was a double carry.
Yeah, that was stressful to watch.
I mean, God.
And so that's option number one. And then you also have a certain big man showing off his handles in the driveway.
Oh. I'm definitely starting Perk. Look, there's no turnover. His head's up. He's not looking down. Them twinkle toes are moving.
You ain't taking that ball from him.
I'm starting Perk.
Look how tight those handles are there.
Yeah.
Real tight.
You ain't taking that ball.
Yeah,
no, Perk. You ain't taking it.
I'm starting you. So today I'm starting Paige and I'm starting Perk.
And she's winning.
The Paige.
He said that as well. All right, this last one, though, we don't even have to ask if it's starting or sitting because we know she is starting. Caitlin Clark is in action tonight against the Michigan Wolverines. She only needs 8 points to break the NCAA women's basketball scoring record.
Good for her.
She's never scored fewer than 8 points in a game during her Iowa career. So tonight, it's going to be the night.
Look, and she said, hey, guys, I don't want the attention. Don't stop the game for me. I'm telling you right now, make sure you stop it completely. She owns that moment.
Yeah, she absolutely owns it. She will. I can't wait to watch. In the NBA, here is tonight's slate. A couple more games here before the All-Star breaks. So let's focus in on the Golden State Warriors here because Steph Curry's 41 points, right? They weren't enough to lift the Warriors over the Clippers last night. They are back to 500 on the season. They have one more chance to get one more win before All-Star weekend. So do you think the Warriors are going to return to the form that we've seen largely for the last couple of weeks, Shanae?
I think that's the basketball that we'll see, but I don't think that basketball is good enough, you know, and that's the sad thing with the Warriors.
So a couple of character wins in the NBA, in my opinion, last night. The Lakers without LeBron going into Utah on the second night of a back-to-back, hard situation, handling business and winning. Clippers without Kawhi going into Golden State with Ty Lue getting ejected. So if the Warriors are going to they need a character win. Go in above 500, go into Utah tonight and get that win.
And they will do that, right? The Utah Jazz players, the bags already packed. They're ready to go to Cancun or wherever they're
going. Which means the Warriors better win. Yeah.
This is going to be an emotional game, though, for Golden State. They're going back to Utah for the first time since this is a makeup game, right, for the passing, in the wake of the passing of their assistant coach. So it's going to be
gonna
a difficult
mean
game
some.
For sure. That's going to do it for us. We will see you from Indianapolis.